The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
You said you were in your car with a bunch of emails yesterday, Ring. No.
No, it's not funny.
No.
Okay, well, then it doesn't make Share funny if it's not funny.
Right, exactly.
Just mark that off the list.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
wild.
Riggins was just telling us about his dad's softball league. He's in a retirement community. Isn't that what you would call it?
I guess.
It's a 55 and up. Yeah, you have to be 55 and up to live there.
Yeah, it's not like a nursing home.
No.
Everybody's got their own house and their own yard, and
it's a seniors neighborhood, I guess. Yeah.
So what's your 63, 65?
Yeah, my parents are 64 and 65.
Okay.
Which is it? 64 or 65? Well, it can't be both.
One of them's younger.
Mm. So he's all excited. Riggins has been keeping us up to date about his dad's softball team. Now, do they play other people from other neighborhoods, or do they just have teams within the neighborhood and they play each other?
Teams within the neighborhood. It's a monster community.
Right.
Okay. 1,000 houses.
So they're like different little villages within the thing?
I think so.
Like Oak Brook Village sucks.
Yeah.
Come get some.
Yeah. Old bastards. Yeah. Yeah, but it's hard to get on a team. Like, he was just an alternate for months. And, you know, softball, he played in church league and stuff when we were growing up and stuff. He always enjoyed it. He was an ump for a while when he was a young guy. So he's a big baseball fan, and now he's on the softball team in this community, and it's intense. Like, they don't jerk around. Game starts at a certain time, and they don't.
Do they have umpires?
Yeah. Guys from the neighborhood, but
okay.
Yeah.
But they are established as the umpires and
correct
the whole thing.
Team managers, like the whole thing.
Oh wow, really? Yeah. Oh. Team manager.
Do they practice or do they just play?
Practice and play. Practice on the weekends, play during the week.
So is a game day, I can only assume the game day is built or the day rather is built around the game on game day.
Oh yeah.
His whole day is structured around the game.
It's the highlight of his retirement now. He just retired in December and he is just a pig and slop.
Yeah. And so what are their uniforms? They have uniforms?
No.
They don't even have t-shirts?
No.
With their hood on it?
No.
No? They're not representing?
No, he just wears his regular stuff. You know, and every guy out there has knee brace.
Yeah.
Wrist guard. I mean, it's a variety of medical apparatuses. And there's probably 20 of these knee braces you see out there, but they're all having a great time.
Everybody's got an ankle wrapped up or something.
Yeah, we were just saying that we all need to go to one of his games one day, but they're like at 11 o'clock in the morning in the week.
Crazy times that you could never go, 10 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Because, I mean, to them, what do they care? Yeah, they don't have anything to do.
They play before it gets too hot, you know, when it's spring and summer.
Yeah.
It's a big deal to him. It's a big deal.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm so excited for him. And he's got a poker league or a poker group that he plays with. And those guys play in the middle of the week and they smoke and they drink. And
my God, retirement sounds lit.
It sounds awesome.
And again, they play during the day.
In the middle of the day. And then, I'll take you up there. You want to go see the vegetable garden me and your mother have? I was like, not really. Nope. Because I swear to God, we've dumped $250 in this. We're going to have a $20 tomato at the end of it. I swear to God.
So where is their garden? Is it in their yard or is it in a special place that's allotted to them for garden?
You sign up to go into a lottery, and then if your name gets pulled, they'll give you a, area where you can plant whatever you want to plant. So they have their space.
All the gardens are kind of together, but slot yeah, 17 is yours kind of thing.
They're raised beds.
Right, okay.
With like wood around them and stuff. And that's our vegetable garden. Yeah. We got radishes, tomatoes, hot sport peppers. All right, so you're just building like an Italian beef out there is basically what he's doing. He's got like Chardonnay, basically. Fat ass. So, yeah. And, you know, they're very into it. So he's like, you, and they just planted some lettuce the other day or something. So I was like, well, it'll be ready in 45 days and you'll have two salads out of it out of 6 hours of work. Mm-hmm. You can go to the store and get a head of lettuce for a dollar.
But you know what? What scares me about the thought of retiring is that I don't know what I would do because, I mean, the stuff that retired people do is usually around other people, other retired people. And I don't want to hang out with a bunch of old people, even when I'm old. So what would I do? I'd just dwindle away to nothing.
You'd stay home on your puffy TV. Couch and watch TV.
That's fine, too.
I know, but you can't do that. You know, you just that shortens your life.
Yeah, that's
what your dad's doing is what needs to be done. Being active and being around people and all that. But he's a social fella. He's a salesman.
But my mom was not.
Yeah.
And she has a group of girls that she hangs out with all day. And it's very weird for my dad.
To see her with a bunch of women friends?
My mom didn't go on girls' trips. She was raising us. You know, she was a stay-at-home mom for most of her life, and then she went back to work when we got older. But she was not out, you know, doing lunches with friends and stuff. So now she's got a group of girls, and it's very weird for him. He's like, where are you going? She's like, I'm going to lunch. He's like, okay. And he realizes he can't go with her.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, shit, what am I going to do? You know. Because when he's home, he wants her to be home.
Mm-hmm. But he's got a life. He's, you know, a bunch of activities and stuff going on.
But when he doesn't.
All he can handle.
Yeah, when he doesn't, it's like he's going to go crazy. So he tries to tag along.
I think maybe I would just cook all the time because that'd be the only, because I don't have any hobbies.
Yeah.
And when I get old enough to retire, I mean, I don't figure I'll be in great shape. I'll be broken down.
They've got fishing ponds, like four large, stocked, clean fishing ponds.
I would do that. I like to fish.
It's crazy to get out there. I mean, you got to pick a time and stuff. And just on Easter, you want to go drop a line? I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, go fishing. I was like, what are you, what the hell's that? I've never heard you say that in your life.
And didn't he just learn how to fish?
Just learn. You want to drop a line. I don't know what you're talking about. You want to go fishing.
He thought he was talking about the cocaine.
Yeah. Like, you're a fisherman now? So yeah, there's something to do for everyone. Woodworking, arts and craft, rowing.
Do they have a golf course?
On the golf course, which is spectacular, hard to get a tee time. He's played in a couple golf tournaments. They sign, you know, if they open registrations at 9 a.m., within seconds it fills up.
Because
that's what these guys, that's what they do now.
Yeah.
You know, they want to get into the golf, but it's very hard.
So what's the point of living on the golf course if you can't ever play golf?
Well, it's tough to get into the tournaments, but you can get a tee time, but I think even that's kind of booked up.
Do they have a director person, like an activities director that's hired by the neighborhood, you know, and it's a young person that goes around and says, today's activities were, you know, like if you're on a cruise ship, when they do different activities every day?
They have a library with bookshelves, whatever you're into. Woodworking. You go to the W section. You pull out a binder. In that thing, woodworking. All the events that you can find upcoming. There are so many things to do. You could sit there and be busy all day.
I love how the fact that you have to go to the library and put out a binder as opposed to go online and register because everybody's like, no, it's much. I'd rather go over there to the library and pull out the binder and have it in my hand and read. That's an old school way of doing it because they're old school people.
Yeah. So then on a Tuesday, they'll go up to the clubhouse that has a full restaurant, full bar. They go sit out on the patio overlooking the golf course, eat dinner. You know, they're living a great, great life right now.
And they're going to bed about what time every night?
Late.
Really?
Mom's 1 o'clock.
What?
Wow.
Dad is maybe 11, 10:30, 11.
But, you know, that all does sound great for people who like that kind of stuff.
Correct.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I mean, can you see me wanting to be like the social butterfly of the neighborhood and stopping just to chat with somebody and saying, hey, I'm going to go fishing. You want to go with me? I mean, I don't.
No, but you got kids now. So when you get older, they'll be older, and they'll come hang out with you. But I'm sure there are a lot of people in that place that are withering away. They're just by themselves. But, you know.
Now, I guess my hobby could be judging the rest of them.
That's exactly what you would be doing.
There you go. I'd be that old guy.
I can totally see that.
Acting like they're 21 out
we
there.
We have found a solution.
Yeah. Out there playing softball. I could smoke all of them's ass.
Yeah.
I ought to go teach them something.
Lots of people getting, they got state-of-the-art gym, walk. I mean, their sidewalks are pristine and flat. You know, they make sure that they keep all the land pretty level. So you walk down there, and there's 100 people out with their dogs, and they're just getting exercise and stuff, and everything's perfectly level. You know, they don't make them climb up any hills or anything because they're getting old.
Man.
But it looks awesome.
And they don't have, but they have no problems with shrubbery being overgrown, or I bet all the sidewalks are perfectly edged and all that, because you can't run any risk of there being anything on the sidewalk or that might catch a foot somehow.
Exactly. They have robotic lawnmowers for every house that dock on the side of the house.
Mm. Wait, what? Every house?
Every two houses, because it stays in the middle in between every other house. It docks, and then on, I don't know how it tells, it must be on a schedule, little, it looks like a Roomba, but bigger, right. And comes out and does their lawns. Their lawns are about this big as this room. So they found it was easier or less expensive to buy a bunch of these things rather than have a lawn service come out and cut the yard.
Get out of here. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's
so
smart.
I would love to see that.
Mm-hmm. Have they mentioned anything about gossip? Like one old lady messing around with another old lady's husband in the neighborhood, or there's a widow woman over here and then she's throwing herself at this guy, that, you know, those, because that goes on in those places.
Yeah.
My dad does not get involved in the gossip. But my mom has gotten involved because now she's around a bunch of women.
Yeah.
And they all talk about their husband, which caused like a big drama over Easter. My mom went out to lunch with this woman who she says is like her best friend now. Apparently the husband, not such a nice guy. And they spent a couple hours talking about this guy. My mom comes home. She's now texting with the woman about him. And my dad goes, "What are you texting about?" And she goes, "Oh, about this guy." And he goes, "Well, what did you say about me?"
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Are you kidding? I didn't say anything about you." And apparently he bristled at it or said, "I don't believe you," or something like that, which upset her very much. And then I brought it back up like the next day because I was poking around trying to get it started again. And it was ugly.
Because it would only make sense if this woman is talking crap about her husband, then the other woman would say, if nothing else, to make her feel a little better.
Yeah.
Well, mine, da-da-da-da-da.
And he's not used to that because she hasn't had girlfriends like this. So he's like, "What the hell did you say about me?"
Yeah, after all these years, why is she talking now?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm stirring the pot. I'm like, but well, he has probably no, say you're a
Yeah, he has no
ass.
Proof that she's done that, though.
Yeah.
She said no.
No, yeah. So he basically called her a liar, and she didn't like that at all.
Well, you can't blame her for that.
Not at all. But, you know, I'm starting that shit. I was like, "Yeah, you know she's starting that shit.
You know how women are."
Yeah, exactly. And he goes, "When I'm with the guys, we don't talk about women. We don't talk about our wives. Not one time have we talked about our wives.
We talk about all the other women we want to hook up with."
Yeah, that's the way, that's the difference. Like when they say women talk about sex more than men, or men talk about sex with their friends more than women do, it's a different thing, because men talk about sex in general and this hot celebrity or the hot girl that works at the restaurant down there or whatever.
What I'd like to do.
Yeah.
Or before I was married. Let me tell you what time before I was married.
Yeah.
But the women will tell the ins and outs of their relations with their husbands to their friends and go, "Well, he's been kind of da 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 da," or "He doesn't da da," or "He's a freak and da da." But like, I don't want to know about any of my friends' relations with their wives and all that. I don't want to know about that. I'd walk away if they started talking about that.
Yeah. That's why he just couldn't believe it, that was even a conversation. He's like married to a different woman now.
Yeah.
This woman he's been married to for 40 years is like all of a sudden gossiping about other guys and all kinds of shit. So he was flustered by it.
And it's new to her as well.
Yeah.
So it's easy to see how she can get caught up in it because she's never been involved in that before. Like, oh, wow.
She got a little taste of it.
Yep. Being around them women.
Mm-hmm. That's why I always say men should not let their wives have other women friends.
Stop.
All right, here's a question.
It's bad.
Jay says, Riggins, do you think there are other extracurricular activities in the community? I had a training class at the Villages in Florida. It's essentially a retirement city. And the locals told me, I'm sorry, near the Villages. And the locals told me they have the highest STD rate in the nation, in the Villages.
In the Villages. I've heard that. I don't know what the STD rate is, but I would like to find out.
Yeah, we looked that up one time. They said it's
in nursing homes.
Rampant.
Oh, my God.
The old people hook up like crazy in those places.
They need to relax.
They got it's because they don't have to worry about pregnancy and all that.
They just like.
Dried up.
I ain't wearing no rubber.
Exactly.
And they figure, might as well, every day I'm closer to death. Let's
just go wild.
Who There's cares? A guy that works in this building. His father recently turned 56, I think, and moved down there last year. Within months, found a hot little 55-year-old girlfriend, and they're now dating.
But he was single when he went there?
Yeah.
Single when they moved there.
Okay, so he wasn't married and then ditched his mom for the...
Yeah.
I wonder, and they're hooking, you know, I guess they're hooking up, I'm assuming.
I wonder what dating is like for, like, older people like that. Like, what do you, I wonder what it's like.
They go down and get a sarsaparilla.
It happens earlier in the day, apparently.
Yeah, like you go on noon dates.
Sounds pretty sick, right? Like, hell yeah, you want to get lunch?
Yeah, why don't you go with me to my softball game at 10? We'll get some lunch after. Next thing you know, by 2:30, they're having sex. They're grabbing dinner at the cafeteria at 4:30 and asleep by 7.
Yeah.
He's at bat, like blowing his girl a kiss. Like, this one's for you. I'm going to wink at your girlfriend. I'm around in third.
Yeah. grabbing ass and grabbing dinner. Yeah. Not in that order.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
I mean, Riggins' parents do make retirement sound fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds pretty sick.
I always think about, I know I've talked about it a bunch, but I think about those people that lived in my neighborhood that time that we had the neighborhood meeting. And it was a retired couple. And I was asking him, I said, you got a great place here. He goes, thank you. I said, so you're retired. You know, what do you do? What's your day like? And he said he gets up and they go for a long walk together. Then they come back and walk for a couple miles, come back and have breakfast. He goes to the club, plays a little golf, hangs out afterwards after his round of golf and plays some cards in the clubhouse with the guys, has a couple drinks. Then he comes home and he makes it home in time for Judge Judy. I think he said at 4, and she would have drinks ready when they come home, and they have a couple drinks together. And sometimes they have dinner there at the house, or maybe they'll go to the club and have dinner back home. And usually they're watching TV in bed by 8 o'clock together. I said, that sounds great. He goes, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
The only thing that throws it off is when the grandkids come and spend the weekend or stay with them during the week. And then everything's built around the grandkids.
Oh, those damn grandkids. It's crazy. Crazy.
We gave, I think I told y'all, for Christmas, we gave Amanda's parents, they got one of their Christmas gifts was a framed photo of Cade. If you're just new listening, my son is 18 years old. And it says something like, grandkids make the world a brighter place. And then we gave her brother got one that says, my favorite uncle. And he took it and put it up. It's in and he sent us a picture of it. It's like the main thing you see when you walk in his living room. He's in college.
Them babies.
All right, here's my favorite story of the day. 22-year-old guy named Jonathan Ruiz. Jonathan Ruiz from Orange County, California. This happened a few years ago, but they just now sentenced him. I don't know why it takes so long. But that's why it's in the news, because he got sentenced. He broke into a house where three female college students lived. He ate some of their snacks, which, Alexis, that would be...
the ultimate.
Yeah. He went through their underwear drawers. Would you rather a stranger be going through your underwear or eating your snacks?
Go through my underwear.
You'd rather that?
Yeah. Don't touch the snacks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we have the worst thing on the top of the list is the snacks. Okay. Then he sat down with one of their laptops and looked at pornography. Still snacks being worse than a stranger coming in and getting your laptop and looking at porn on it?
Definitely.
Okay.
So that just then, regular porn had not anything to do with them or anything?
Okay. Then he didn't steal the laptop. But you could just tell he had been in the house and, you know, rummaging around and all. So the cops checking out the scene found DNA evidence on the computer that he used. Still snacks are the top of the worst list?
No.
Or rather have the stranger's DNA on your computer.
I don't want that DNA on my computer.
Yeah, that makes it pretty much unusable at that point, right?
Like, ooh.
Yeah.
Right, so that's how they matched it to him. Because he was in the system already from a vandalism charge when he was in high school in 2017.
I think in that situation, if you were to be one of those ladies and you said, well, now I've got to get a new computer, but I don't have the money. And you put that story up, your GoFundMe would take care of you pretty fast, because I would donate to help her out, because I can easily see how you would get that. And be like, I never, no matter how clean it is, it'll never be clean.
But why? Was he one of those that, you know, the underprivileged, as they call them, that doesn't have access to a computer or the internet?
I just assume clearly he's out of his mind. Something
he just could not control himself. He just said, hey, look, I've been touching these panties, and boy, I got a hankering. There's a computer. I don't know. I mean, these are the kinds of criminals that I just want to see lengthy interviews with, and I want to be able to ask questions.
What freaks me out is how long he was in there. He was in there long enough without anybody knowing to eat snacks and go through their panty drawers and look at porn. It's like, what? That's a long time, right?
And why didn't they in the story list out the snacks that he ate while he was in there?
Yeah. I want to know how much he ate. That relates to how much time he was in there.
The audacity. Like, you're already breaking into someone's house. You're going to eat their food?
And what if he's eating their snacks while he's doing the other stuff?
Just a horrible person.
So, I mean, like, You got a little Debbie oatmeal cream pie in one hand, and then...
ew.
You're watching.
Yeah.
Ew. That's nasty.
And I wonder how long it took them to find the DNA on the computer, the Dyna.
I'm going to guess not long at all. I'm going to guess that one look, you're like, well, something's going on here. Let's check this out.
Did you mention that he had drank milk from the carton in the refrigerator? They do have that.
They have that
detail,
in the story. No,
like, out of a movie, like,
who does bent over in the refrigerator.
Yeah, and he didn't want to dirty up a cup.
But see, that's some of the, like, you would want to have a security camera to catch all of that.
He drank the milk and ate some cookies. So he had some milk and cookies.
That's weird.
So he must have eaten the cookies and then thought, you know, I need some milk, and then went and got that.
You can't give a pervert a cookie without asking for a glass of milk.
And it didn't even say that he stole any of their underwear either. He's just rifling through there.
Just seeing. Just looking.
I don't even get that, though. What is that about? Somebody's drawers.
You never kept... a girl never left?
No.
I should rephrase this.
No.
You never creepily kept?
You never had a panty raid?
Girl never left underwear? No.
But why would you keep them? Wouldn't you throw them away?
Definitely. I would definitely.
Did you put them on, Regans?
Yeah, I put them on. Trust me. They wouldn't fit.
Do you wash them? Do you just keep them?
This is weird. Really? You know, that never happened?
No. Oh, okay. It's like those old school singers and all that women used to throw their panties on the stage while they were singing. That got to a point where they would just bring a pair of panties, like stop at the store and buy panties to be able to throw onto the stage. And I'd be like, well, what's the purpose of that? You know, the whole thing started because the singer was doing it for you so much that you just had to take your panties off and throw them at him.
Yeah.
And why don't they do that with female singers? Why is Carrie Underwood never on stage and a pair of boxer briefs just come flying out of him?
Because she would find that to be gross. That's why.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
Hey, throw your underwear up there, Jerry Wayne. Ooh. Okay.
Trying to throw like boxers and they just don't, they don't go far.
They it's go like on her head and it's like half hanging off of her head.
It's like trying to throw a Kleenex.
She's got a pair of boxer briefs hanging off a guitar while the guys up there playing.
That's not cute.
And why do women not steal men's underwears? I know they do maybe sometimes if they just want them, like their boxers, then they're going to lounge around in them or something. Which again is a hideous double standard.
Yeah, right.
A woman can do that. She's adorable.
Yeah.
If a man wants to, you know, lay around and lounge in his girlfriend or wife's underwear, he's a prevert.
You're right.
Yeah. You it ain't right.
Yeah, you're right. We need to do something about that.
It ain't fair.
She a big old fat person. When they arrested this guy, he did have two pairs of the underwear in his pockets. Yeah. Uh-huh. And they said...
Well, then that makes sense.
Yeah. They swabbed multiple items for DNA at the crime scene, including the... how they refer to it in the news as the semen-covered laptop.
Oh.
It was covered.
Ew.
So that's how we know they knew.
Why would they have to swab anything else? Oh. I mean, you got it right. Oh, wait. DNA jackpot over here. Forget the handles on the sink. Forget swabbing the milk carton.
We're gonna need a bigger Q-tip.
Yeah, what does it matter at that point?
Like going from like Nickelodeon to the big Q-tip.
Yikes!
Yeah, stop dusting. You don't need fingerprints.
We're gonna get it all right.
We got it all.
Lord.
Mm. Bingo.
But. If there was a woman who got turned on by men's underwear like that, she would be ostracized. Like, I don't even think her women friends or men would be like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, they can take them and wear them, but not take them and be, you know, like, put them on their face. And, oh.
Ew, never.
But it's such a different thing.
Gross.
Like, you know, guys' underwear is not really made to, I mean, I guess some are supposed to be, but they're not made to be sexy or all that kind of stuff.
There are some that are nice.
Rayon.
But right not there. As much, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Ace used to wear them French cut bikini underwears right there.
That's right.
Came in a tube, three in a tube.
Three in a tube.
In a tube.
That's true. That's a true story.
You wear tube underwear. Ooh, that's weird.
A lot of underwear comes in, guys' underwear comes in like a
in
tube.
In a tube?
Yeah.
Still?
Like a three-pack or whatever.
Like tennis balls?
Yeah, they'll give you tennis balls.
No, like
not
tennis.
That's how tight they are.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Oh, yeah, man. I think that little Ariana Grande would love to be up there singing and dancing and see a pair of my drawers flying up there at her. She'd stop in her tracks and they'd put them all over her face. Looking like a...
Oh, God.
What'd you say?
Damn, Lucha Libre. Rey Mysterio.
Wearing my drawers like a wrestling mask.
She probably would stop in her tracks, but not for that reason.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God.
Hang on a second. Did somebody just... Yeah. Did that just happen?
What other lost arts are there like that? Throwing going around today. You know, like women not throwing their panties on stage anymore.
Mooning.
Yeah, mooning is no longer...
A lot of mooning anymore, do you?
Chasing the celebrity's limo. You remember that? When the, like, say, those, yeah. All that footage of the Beatles and the Backstreet Boys and all of them when they're van or their bus or limo would come in and the girls would just start running after. Mm-hmm. They don't do that anymore because they don't have anybody. They don't have anybody to do that way. You know, there aren't any teen idol type performers right now, are there?
Oh yeah, I think all those YouTube superstars and everything they all deal with that all the time. People mobbing them in and out of buildings and hotels. I'm sure when they're on tour,
but like chasing after their cars and all.
Yeah, I bet they do. I picture it more. They're coming out of a hotel to go to a venue or something. They get in a van and people are, you know, pounding on the side of the van and trying to get close to them. I did something I never really see anymore. That would be amazing.
You would love that.
The people are that crazy for whatever it is that you do. One thing you don't see much anymore is a lot of people flip other people off, but you never see that. I don't know what it's called. But where they always thought it was like an Italian thing. Yeah, they do like that. Then you never see that where the left hand comes across the right arm makes an L and the left hand comes across at the elbow. Like, hey, F you. You know, I don't even know. I've never even understood that one.
I always thought that meant up yours.
I did too. It's along those same lines.
First time I ever saw that was in Rocky III when Thunderlips, played by Hulk Hogan, was on there.
Yeah.
And the people were doing that.
Yeah, you don't.
Is
see
that why you thought it was an Italian thing?
Or a mob movie or something. I don't know where I first saw it, but there was. Yeah.
Yeah, people don't do that anymore.
You don't see that anymore. You used to see it regularly all the time.
Now it's just the bird.
Yeah.
So you're a thumbs out on the bird, Riggins?
Let me think.
Thumb out?
Yeah. I think so.
I keep it pretty close in like that.
I used to just be bend your other fingers down and throw it up like that. Mm-hmm. But then I got quicker on the draw, and I'll actually hold my fingers down now because it still means the same thing. Like, you know, like this one here.
Yeah.
So the thumb comes over the other three fingers and holds them down.
I like to keep mine more like I'm cocked and ready to karate chop you if you get too close. Mm-hmm. I just told you to F off, and then you step forward. Pow! Look at that, bitch.
Ninja chop.
Yeah.
Judy chop.
Oh, you took one to the earlobe with that, didn't you?
Bird to the throat. My damn Denzel him. Denzel did in that movie where he was holding that basketball and just hit that fella in the throat. So you do? How do you throw the bird, Alexis?
I don't really flick people off.
Oh my God!
I don't.
Just do it.
I guess.
Okay, thumb out. But I couldn't even.
Thumb out.
Couldn't see.
I wasn't allowed to do that.
Well, we weren't either.
Oh.
Yeah, what do you think? We went around doing that?
Yeah, I was not allowed. Wasn't like I was allowed to do that at home or anything.
You guys grew up in a trash yard.
I just was never a person that ever did that. I don't know why.
I didn't flip a lot of people off either.
Yeah, like I've never done it. I've never been one to even when I was in high school, take pictures like that. I always, I'll just say it.
Yeah, I've always thought you're flipping off the camera for some reason
so
is stupid.
Corny.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact, I think, though, that from a generational standpoint, I was grown before phones had cameras on them. So we're not going to waste a picture that you can't, like, you only have
to get that developed.
You only got 12 pictures on a roll. Let's don't waste one flipping it off because we can't put that up anywhere. You can't show anybody that picture. That was always dumb.
Yeah. But it just looks goofy.
Yeah.
It's like it's an overdone joke. I look at that way. Just like sticking your tongue out with the camera, like when you're licking the person's face. I think you see that a lot too. Yeah.
I think it's to cover up some awkwardness of not normally taking pictures. Yeah. Like it's usually guys. They're probably not used to having like a full blown photo shoot, and they're, you know, wearing a tank top or a, you know, UNC jersey and some basketball shorts. All right, take a picture. Yeah, they're kind of awkward with it.
My little friend Jenny flips people off backwards.
What do you mean?
Like she's like she's waving at you, but it's the middle finger. Like,
It's okay. She does it so often.
It's just like, I don't have time to turn it around. It's just like, whatever.
That's weird.
Yeah. She does it to my kids all the time. I mean, like, all the time.
Thankfully, your kids are grown.
Yeah, but, you know, she's been around several years now. They weren't as grown as they are now. Yeah. She's been doing it. One of those, she always would say the F word and then apologize, and then say it again in the apology. I mean, F and, F, I'm sorry. Here's your middle finger.
Small fingers, I feel like. That's why I've never did it, because no one's ever going to even know I'm flicking them off.
You say flicking them off?
Or, yeah, flipping them off.
Yeah, I say flipping them off.
But
it's
not as effective.
And then when I was a kid, we didn't call it the bird. We called it the bone.
The bone.
No, we
always, and then you say,
no, I called it the bird.
And then how would you use it as, I mean, how would you use bird as a verb? He birded them?
Yeah, no, we just say he flipped him off.
Okay. Because we used to say, he drove by and boned him right there.
What?
Yeah. That's... And then it started meaning something else.
It could be confusing.
So you had to change it, yeah. He just flipped him the bone. Yeah, he boned me. Was he boning me?
Oh, no.
I'm going to whoop his ass next time I see him.
He boned me.
Coming by here any such a way as that.
Any such way as that.
Former intern Adam just DM'd and said, we used to always find the hotel that the WWE WCW wrestlers were staying at when they were in town and then go to the show afterwards to talk to them and get their autographs. Is that still a thing? I would assume it is, because that information is probably much easier to come by these days.
Yeah, for dweebs, it's still a thing.
Thanks to the internet, I bet everybody knows where every. If you wanted to know, you would easily be able to find where everybody's staying.
The guy that's looking, the adult that's looking for the address of where the wrestlers are staying is probably not a guy you want to be around.
Yeah.
I'm a fine gold dust, I swear to God.
Try to get some memorabilia signed.
What? Know? I'm a fine disaster.
I'm going to tell him I know it's fake.
Yeah. Right. I want to see damn gold dust. I want to see damn Mankind. Kane.
I don't know. Like, Val Venus.
Yeah.
The big Val Boski.
Val Tori.
Sure.
Sable. I want to see Sable.
Listen, that would have been the only one I was looking for the address for, because Sable's hot. I still remember that picture.
Now, when you were little, Riggins, and we interviewed Sable that day, and you were always a fan of the show. Did you hear her on our show, or you just heard the stories about it later?
I think I just heard the stories about it later. It would have been in the late 90s, probably.
Yeah.
That would have been 99.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was, 10, 12, mm-hmm. 10 or 11.
At what age do you remember becoming a fan of the show, our show?
Around that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was in our carpool.
Yeah.
We could have it. That was one thing. We'd listen to the rest of the story.
Mm-hmm. Paul Harvey.
And that would be done in 5 minutes or 10 minutes or so, and then it would change over to the show.
Well, boy, that went from A-grade material to like C material if we had to follow Paul Harvey, didn't it?
It was tough. No one liked Paul Harvey.
It's amazing.
Alexis, you wouldn't have been able to listen to us as a kid. Your mom wouldn't have let you listen to our show, would she?
No, she's the one that listened to it. That's how I started hearing you guys in seventh grade.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I thought her religious beliefs would have kept her from letting you listen to the show. But I forgot. You used to listen on your way to school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Seventh grade.
Yeah. So what's wrong with you? You seem like something's bothering you. Is it that lady called you out for using a filter?
That's what it is, isn't it? I knew it.
She's like, and a filter. And?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell.
Thank you.
So she posted a picture yesterday because she was wearing her hair like Princess I Want to Leia. And people were commenting on it. A lot of people say it was cute. She's such a cutie. Love the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then this lady, Jessica's her name, said, and the filters. Because what was the caption?
Here's Alexis rocking her Princess Leia buns or whatever it was.
And then she added, and the filters.
Oh, damn.
I know, right?
Hate her.
Can I live?
Oh, well, you don't need to hate her.
So she's being a hater.
Oh. So, you know, still being new to radio and all, that does bother you, doesn't it?
No.
You said, why in the world would she say that? What?
I thought it was funny.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Amusing.
Why are you crying?
Nobody crying.
She's a filter. Did you use a filter?
Yeah.
Because what would it look like without the filter? Would it have been ugly?
No.
What kind of filter did you use? One that covers up blemishes and things, or just one that changed the light and all that?
Changed the light a little bit.
Okay. Well, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
I don't think you could tell.
Why? Oh my God, she looks like a mannequin. No, I'm kidding.
I was like, what picture?
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't be able to tell. It just looks like she had a different lighting on it or something. You know, a light that made her look like a blow up doll. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, things like that don't bother me. I was made fun of my whole life. Things like that don't bother me.
Yeah, because you went to rough schools and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
What'd they make fun of you for, like when you were living in South Central with your dad, other than making fun of you for being white,
yeah.
Which you're not. But to them, you were white.
To them, I was.
A white girl.
I've always been made fun of for being short my whole life. Having a big forehead.
Yeah.
I've been made fun of for that.
Oh, my God.
You don't have a big forehead.
I feel like I do. And I remember this so clearly. I was in third grade, and the teacher had asked me to go across the classroom to another classroom. I went over there, and I'm already in front of a bunch of people, so I'm already self-conscious. And this kid goes, oh, God, look at that forehead. That's a five head. And since then, I've always been so self-conscious about it.
That's messed up.
Stupid little kid. And now he's trying to talk. Like, we follow each other on social media and stuff, and he's trying to talk to me and wants to come visit me. And I'm like, oh, you remember that time that you said I had a big forehead in front of the whole classroom?
In the fourth grade?
Third grade.
You're hanging on to something from the third grade,
yes.
He said?
So he wants to hook up now that you're pulling your hair down in the front.
Yeah.
And you got some bangs. No. I see women all the time that have much bigger foreheads than you.
Yeah.
You know, like in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Damn.
No. I'm kidding. You really don't have a huge forehead.
Like, you know those hieroglyphic pictures of cavemen? Those are bigger
all the time,
than yours.
Like in the Guinness Book of World Records. Under the world record for biggest ass forehead ever.
Oh, yeah, big ass forehead.
I'm sorry.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button, available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
So Riggins has looked up pictures of Sable, the wrestler we were talking about a minute ago, because that was his big time.
I wonder if that shows
up. When he was a kid. When he was little.
Yeah. 8, 9, or 10. I grew up in the what they called the Attitude Era of the WWF. So it was like you know, sexy and violent and all those things, like as a preteen boy, it's like all the great things. This is the best era of wrestling to watch. Period. Yeah. Ace. The wrestling I watched growing up was better than the wrestling you watched growing up.
It was really good. Yeah, I'm not. It was good.
I don't know. Those
are so funny.
Ace's wrestling was the real deal that he watched growing up. That Mid-South wrestling, the Georgia wrestling, you know, with JYD and them.
Yeah.
Who the hell is JYD?
Junkyard Dog.
Junkyard Dog.
I don't even know about that.
Oh. Yeah, it was more, it seemed more real. It was more reality based, not reality like a reality TV show. Like, these guys don't really like each other. And these dudes can all kick everybody's ass.
Right.
I mean, that used to be the rule. I didn't know this at the time, obviously, as a kid, but I listened to podcasts. I found out the rule was, in the area where we grew up, the guy that ran it, Bill Watts, told every...
Cowboy Bill Watts.
told every guy that wrestled there, if you lose a bar fight, you're fired. If you're in a bar in this territory and you lose a bar fight, gone. Because every one of you needs to be able to beat shit out of everybody in this building.
But that famous viral clip of Booker T accidentally saying the N-word on the wrestling broadcast, that was Georgia Championship Wrestling. That was Mean Gene.
Mean Gene.
Yeah.
Was that who that
was? That was WCW. No, that was WCW.
It was WCW?
It was Mean Gene. Yeah, he'd already come over by that point.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you say like the wrestling back then, people didn't really like each other, had more of a realistic...
Yeah.
So wrestlers now are friends? They like each other?
Yeah. Now you know how it works.
Yeah.
Like back then, they weren't even allowed, bad guys and good guys weren't allowed to travel with each other.
So it's more of like an air of mystery. Like you didn't really know how this works.
It's called kayfabe.
Yeah, it was a soap opera.
You managed kayfabe. Oh. So like if you walked into a restaurant and you would never see, even though they all might like each other and be friends, you would never see good guys and bad guys eating together.
That's fun.
As a kid, you had no idea that it was fake.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that the Freebirds put hair gel or whatever, hair remover in the eyes of Junkyard Dog, like that was real because they really wanted to blind him because they hated him that much.
What?
And you remember that?
He was blinded and they ended up in the Superdome in front of 30,000 with a dog collar match because JYD couldn't see him. He just knew if he could keep him in front of him, he could get to him.
And
it's a true story.
Remember when the damn Freebirds, back before he was a money man, Ted DiBiase, he was just playing Ted DiBiase.
Yeah.
And he and JYD was tag team partners, and they pile-drived his ass on the concrete several times and in the ring, and he kept bucking out of it.
I want to thank y'all for what you did to your body.
Yeah, it was more just like the stories had more grit to them.
I like that.
Yeah, it was really good.
Maybe not putting hair removal on people's eyeballs, but...
Well, you know what? Here's how hard they went to sell it, though. The kayfabe. Obviously, it wasn't real.
Yeah.
Junkyard Dog wasn't really blinded.
Oh, however, I thought that was real.
No, but however, for the whatever it was, 2 months leading up to that, if he were seen in public, if he went to Walmart, his eyes were covered and he had somebody take him. Because he wanted to make sure he's selling
state
it.
Of character.
He's selling it constantly.
Yeah. I love that.
Everywhere. All the time.
Dedication right there.
Yeah.
JYD, man.
Okay, so I thought he really did put hair removal because you said it was real. Like it was a lot more realistic back then. I'm like, what? He put hair removal.
They treated it more as real. Okay. But now, you know, since the 90s, now you know they have writers. They have, you know, there are storylines that are made out. And a lot of times people are sharing storylines on the internet and you know what's going to happen, that kind of stuff.
Why did they change that?
Because it just became more obvious. When they go out into the ring and they've got theme music and they hand them a microphone as they're going out there.
And one of the things that was big was in the 90s, they used to have to be, they were taxed as a sport. And they were regulated by the sports commission of every state where they performed. And Vince McMahon realized, hey, if we just admit this is entertainment, we'll save like whatever it is, 15% a night in taxes that we pay. And so during a trial, he admitted it's entertainment. I mean, the guys are athletes, but yeah, the outcome is predetermined.
Mm.
So that's why they.
There's the key.
I knew it.
It began to be known as entertainment, so they could avoid having to pay taxes every night to the sports, an additional tax and all to the sports commission.
I knew it the whole time. I knew it.
And it saved the money on licenses they had to have and all this kind of stuff.
Were people surprised when they came out and said, oh, it's all scripted? Or pretty much everybody knew?
Yeah, some were, some weren't. You know.
Some people probably got their hearts broken.
I'm sure they did, absolutely.
It's still real to me, damn it. I finally got a glimpse into the psychology of why it is so important to Alexis, her snacks, and why she's so protective of her snacks.
Okay.
And all the same reason my wife is so stingy with something that's supposed to be hers, like food and whatever. It goes back to the sibling relationship. You know, my wife's redneck sister, Christy, would always, as soon as her mom came in from the grocery store, go get all the good stuff. And finally her mom would say, go hide these under your, these Cokes under your bed. You know, your sister's going to drink them, all that.
That is such an ass move.
Yeah.
To go in and steal all the stuff that your mom has to tell you to take your stuff you want and hide it.
And I found out this morning that Alexis's brother did the same thing.
Really?
Yes. Hey. And I mean, we would have full blown out fights. And I'd tell my mom, like, why don't you stop him? She's like, how am I going to stop him? He was like 11, 12, about to be a teenager. So he was just eating everything. Oh, my goodness. And obviously, you know, my mom was a single mom. So if we got snacks, it was like a huge deal because we never really got fun things. It was always like the things that were necessary in the household. So if my mom got a bag of chips or if my mom got juice or so, it was a big deal. My brother would be eat it, and
we would always have something. Like there would always be chips, but my mom would point out, that's it for the week, or I'm not going to the grocery store for another 10 days. So if y'all eat them all up now, you're done. And so you had to learn to a little bit here, a little bit there, a couple cookies here, a couple cookies the next day, kind of thing.
All right,
here we go.
All right, y'all are bringing the room down with your stories, your stories of being poor.
My mom still gets on me about that. She's like, you're a grown ass woman. She's like, why are you still getting upset about food? Your fault, Mom.
Yeah, for being poor.
Yeah.
How about that? You're blaming your mom for being poor? That's real nice, Alexis.
Wow.
Are there no limits to you?
I've got none. You're short in stature, but big in cruelty.
It's a lot of hate in such a tiny package.
It's like a grenade. You're small, but deadly.
Or poison. Poison comes in small packages.
Yeah, grenades aren't poison. It'd be cool if they were.
Yeah. Are you talking about a poison grenade?
Well, that's the way we have them in El Salvador.
Yeah. It's a whole different type of grenade out there. Y'all don't know about those.
It's not bad if it explodes, but it sprays everything with acid when it comes out.
Yeah, that could be one of those crazy sexual things that you talk about, Riggins. Poison grenade. You gave her the old poison grenade.
Gave her the old poison grenade. She's been walking funny for a week.
Did you give her the old poison grenade?
The old Baton Rouge poison grenade?
Yeah, if you put a city in front of
it. It's always better with a city.
Like, yeah.
Pick the Albuquerque poison grenade.
Pow! Tupelo poison.
Tupelo poison grenade. That's a great one.
Peoria.
Yeah. Is it better? I was going to ask, better if it's a small town or...
As long as you can get some
alliteration in there somewhere. Like when you talk about the Pittsburgh platter, that always makes me laugh because the alliteration is good.
Yeah, the Houston headlock kind of thing. That's a bad one. You don't ever want that.
Terrible. Man, you guys.
But I never want to look. I always want to, but I don't want to look them up.
Yeah.
I mean, I always look them up.
You'd be in jail if you did that. I think.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.